From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. 1 week ago, a wildfire broke out 8 miles south of Stanley, next to Idaho's iconic Redfish Lake. Now, this fire is still relatively small by Gem State standards. It's about 2,000 acres. However, it is threatening some of the most popular camping and recreating spots in the Sawtooth National Forest. High temperatures, smoke, and dead trees killed by a mountain pine beetle epidemic have made this fire worse, and it is just getting to the fire that has been a challenge for firefighters. So here to tell us more about the Bench Lake fire is reporter Nicole Blanchard with the Idaho Statesman. Nicole, it's nice to have you back on the program.
Thanks for having me, Gemma.
So, Nicole, for folks who may not be too familiar with that area, can you give us an idea of where the fire actually is?
Sure. So it is, like you mentioned, it broke out about 8 miles south of Stanley. So if you're familiar with Idaho 75 and the Ketchum area, it's a little bit northwest of that. If you've been to Redfish Lake, it broke out about a mile west of the lake, and it has grown now to where it's about 5 miles south of Stanley. So it's Custer, Blaine County area, kind of off to the west of the highway there.
So at this point, Nicole, what kinds of resources are being used to fight the fire?
Sure. So according to the incident information on InciWeb, which is a great resource for checking out fire information, up-to-date stuff, there are about 330 people working on the fire right now, and that includes 9 fire crews, about a dozen engines, and then they've also got some helicopters and they've got some planes working on that, including some of the water scooper aircraft, which are picking up water out of Redfish Lake and dropping that on the flames.
So, Nicole, I mentioned in the introduction that, you know, getting to the fire has just been a challenge for firefighters. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about that? I mean, there's some rugged terrain in that area.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, Gemma. So the access to the original location was pretty much either you hike in on the Bench Lake Trail or you get dropped in via helicopter. There was a helicopter accident early on, and I think that kind of limited some of the aerial access. Fortunately, the pilot was okay and did survive that crash. But right now, the Forest Service is telling me that they're having to get people in by boat or by aircraft a lot of the time. They're having some crews hiking in, which, of course, take some time and a lot of effort. And as the fire is moving closer to kind of the Redfish Lake Lodge and the highway, there might be a little bit easier vehicle access, but we're still going to see some difficulty getting into that really mountainous, rugged terrain.
So, Nicole, you mentioned Redfish Lake Lodge, but there's a lot of, I mean, there's camping sites, there are cabins. I mean, this area is so popular for campers, for folks to go recreate in the summertime in particular. So where are we in terms of evacuations? Has that happened?
Yeah, so we did have a small evacuation early on where they asked campers at the Inlet Campground, which is the closest one to the Bench Lakes. They asked those folks to leave. There's only about 4 campsites there, but or 4 different mm-hmm. sites for campers. There are 6 campgrounds around the lake, and at this point, all of those are closed, but they weren't evacuated. There are some contingency plans in place for Stanley, but fortunately, this is a pretty not populated area. It's pretty rural, and so they're looking at some individual homes in the Smiley Creek area, but no like large evacuation orders in place mm-hmm. at the moment.
So at this point, Nicole, is it just the 6 campgrounds around Redfish Lake that have been closed down? Like, is Redfish Lodge still up and running and those cabins still being occupied around that area?
So it's the entire Redfish Lake, what they call the complex. So the lodge is closed. Okay. I believe there are stables in that area that are also closed. Roads in the area, obviously the campgrounds, and then the Bench Lake Trail, of course, is closed. And I believe also Fish Hook and some of the other routes that are right in the fire mm-hmm. area are closed.
So I want to give people a perspective on this, Nicole. Especially, I mean, we have so many people that move into Idaho, to the Treasure Valley. They're new to the area in the last 5 years, may not be as familiar with Redfish Lake and just how popular it is. because as you mentioned, it's not just impacting residents, it's impacting, you know, thousands of people who recreate up there. And I think it's fair to say that when the Forest Service opens up reservations for campsites at Redfish, or they open up those cabins every single year, I swear they sell out faster than some Taylor Swift concert tickets do.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So you can reserve some of the sites. There's a handful that are first come, first serve, but a lot of them are reservation only. And they do that on a rolling basis. And so you really have to be, you know, if you want to camp in July, you have to be thinking about that in January or February. And these get snapped up, you know, faster than some national park sites do, because there are so few of them. There's only, like I mentioned, the six campgrounds and limited sites within that. I've heard from the Forest Service in the past that the vendors, who are the folks actually on the ground taking care of the campground, they've had to break up fist fights from people who are camped out overnight to get first come, first serve reservations.
Man.
It gets pretty bonkers.
Yeah, it really does. So my understanding is there was a community meeting last night in Stanley, and smoke is a really big concern. So besides the smoke, Nicole, what else is worrying residents and firefighters?
Sure. So like you mentioned, the smoke is a big issue. The air quality has improved a little bit today. The last I checked it about an hour ago, it was in the unhealthy category, but it wasn't in the hazardous category like it has been for the last couple of days. People also were really concerned, obviously, about evacuations and what those plans look like, how that information will get out. But a lot of people were, you know, they were concerned about how they can show support for the Forest Service and the firefighters. And they were concerned about, you know, impacts to the environment, to endangered species potentially, and to figure out, you know, how is the Forest Service attacking this? Some people pointed out that the Forest Service hasn't yet used fire retardant. Some folks were concerned that, so the Forest Service has dropped nearly 1 million gallons of water on the fire so far. And some folks were concerned whether that was enough of an effort. And then there are also some rules in place currently in the area that are banning campfires, obviously, to prevent more issues. And some people expressed concerns about how they would go about reporting if they saw people violating those rules that are in place, which the forest supervisor, Kirk Flanagan, did encourage people, if they see people violating those rules, they can call either the Sawtooth National Forest Ranger Station, because they've got some enforcement folks, or they can call emergency dispatch to get police or firefighters out there. Mm-hmm.
And the fire is only 3% contained right now, Nicole. So I'm assuming they don't even have an estimated containment date.
They don't. So yeah, today's the first that we've heard about any kind of containment. And like you said, it is just 3%. A lot of times, and they mentioned this at the meeting last night as well, they mentioned that there'll be smoke probably into the season where we start getting rain and snow in that area. But
Oh my goodness.
Of times these big fires will have containment dates that seem kind of comical, because they're, you know, it's July and they put a date on it of October or November. But sometimes that's as long as it takes to really finally squash these bigger fires and these difficult fires.
So at this point, I'm assuming then the campgrounds around the lake will remain closed.
That is what seems to be the case so far. The Forest Service was encouraging people, if you have a reservation coming up, if you're not sure what to do, to keep an eye on that NCWEB website or the Sawtooth National Forest Facebook page, and they'll be posting updates there. But right now, the most recent update showed the fire right up against the western edge of the lake. And so obviously it's not really safe to have people in there. It's not safe to be right by the fire, but it's also, you know, potentially a detriment to firefighters to be trying to navigate around visitors. So at the moment, we don't have any indication that they're planning to open things up yet.
Before I let you go, Nicole, we should note that when we talk about Redfish Lake Lodge, it's really historic. And you wrote there's actually a GoFundMe set up for the lodge right now.
Yeah, so I worked on a story with my coworker, Rachel Roberts, and she looked into the GoFundMe. So As far as I can tell, its community members have put together this GoFundMe. Redfish Lake Lodge, like you mentioned, it's this historic, almost 100-year-old lodge, pretty beloved, iconic area. And this GoFundMe has raised about $40,000 of a $75,000 goal at this point. They're hoping to compensate for some lost income, some lost wages for the owners and for the employees, because most of those employees are living on site in employee housing. They eat on site. They really, thrive right in that spot. And so being displaced from that has a really outsized impact on people. So that is the goal of the GoFundMe, is to really offset some of those costs and those losses for the folks that work at Redfish.
Well, Nicole, I want to thank you so much for taking time to talk with us. We've been talking with reporter Nicole Blanchard with the Idaho Statesman about the Bench Lake fire. And as we said, this fire is only 8 miles south of Stanley. So we wanted to chat with the mayor of Stanley, Steve Boddy. He's joining us right now. Mayor, are there any closures in or around Stanley right now?
The area around Redfish Lake and Little Redfish Lake is closed. And all of the trails leading from that area up into the high country are closed because of this Bench Lake fire. But that's just the immediate area around the lake. There's a map available from the incident command that shows and the Forest Service shows the exact extent of that. But Stanley is not closed, and both highways 21 and 75 leading into the town are open, and no anticipated closures there.
So how is this impacting Stanley, though, from an economic standpoint? Because we've heard anecdotally folks canceling their plans to come to Stanley, and you rely heavily on summer tourism dollars.
Yes, we do. That's the basis for our economy, and the entire recreation area here is what we're dependent on. And it's hard to say how much it has affected it so far. Some people have decided not to come up. We know that, because of the proximity of the fire and the smoke. We don't have any specific data on that yet. Certainly, if the fire continues for a lengthy period of time, and it certainly is not going to be out within the next few days, so it will continue for some time. The longer it continues, the more impact we will see, and the businesses will see here, of course.
Well, what do you want folks to know if they are thinking about coming to Stanley right now?
Everything is open here in Stanley, all the businesses, and most of the recreation areas except for Redfish Lake, but you can still hike up into the White Cloud Mountains and into most of the Sawtooth Range if that's what you'd like to do. The rivers are open. So most of the recreation opportunities are still there. And people, I can't tell people whether they should or shouldn't come. You know, that's sort of a decision, but the smoke is not terrible here. I know people are worried about that. Some have made the decision based on that. The smoke directly around Redfish Lake is pretty dense. But when you get into Stanley, the smoke settles into the valley here, the Stanley Basin, at night because of the cooler temperatures. And it usually rises out late morning. And so by the time you get to afternoon, such as right now, it's, I wouldn't say it's clear, but there's great visibility for miles in every direction. So there's hazy smoke, and that's here all the time because of the fire, but it's not super dense, and so it's still possible to come up. The air quality monitors are not showing that it's in the hazardous health category, anything like that right now. Now, it can change. It fluctuates a lot from day to night, and so at night it will be more dense, and in the day it will be clearing out.
Well, Mayor, I want to thank you for taking time to talk with us today and giving us an update on what's going on in Stanley. We've been talking with Steve Bodai. He is the mayor of Stanley, Idaho, discussing the Bench Lake fire burning along Redfish Lake. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Here at Shortwave Space Camp, we escape our everyday lives to explore the mysteries and quirks of the universe. We find weird, fun, interesting stories that explain how the cosmos is partying all around us. From stars to dwarf planets to black holes and beyond, we've got you. Listen now to the Shortwave podcast from NPR.